contradicts that own
Yeah, so
idea.
I said that meditation means moving from the changing to the unchanging. And now in silent meditation, we seem to move towards unchanging, whereas in mantra meditation, we are moving towards sound, which is actually changing. The sound vibrations are changing.
But then you say
yeah,
pattern.
So,
now pattern,
yeah.
Itself.
Pattern itself is changing. Yeah, actually, we see that even when we are silent, it's not necessary that our thoughts are silent. Quite often when we are silent, sometimes thoughts go wild. And people may be silent physically, but if their mind is going wild, then really that's not meditation. Externally, that may be, they may be not doing anything, but internally the mind is going wild. So on the other hand, when we chant the mantras, see the sound vibration, there's a pattern over there. It's moving up and down. But through the movement up and down, it is our consciousness which is getting spiritualized. It's like the process of ascending of consciousness. So rather than seeing it simply as changing and unchanging, these are two levels of reality. Or going to the earlier example of a ground floor and upper floor. So now, see, the upper floor is a peaceful place, the ground floor is a turbulent place. I want to go from the ground floor to the upper floor. Now for doing that, there is a process. So it is not that I have to just become peaceful on the ground floor. No, I have to rise to a higher floor where I will be peaceful. So now that process involves some change, isn't it? So when I say that meditation means moving our thoughts from the from the changing to the unchanging, now that itself involves a change. Isn't it? I'm changing from my thoughts from the changing level to the unchanging level. So that process of change is meditation, is mantra chanting. But the result of mantra chanting is that it creates the uttering of mantras provides a subject for our consciousness, or rather an object for our consciousness, which itself is spiritual. So, for example, Hare Krishna Mahamantra when you chant. So, there's a spiritual reality which is invoked by these mantras. And that spiritual reality is unchanging. That spiritual reality is unchanging. And we get connected with that spiritual reality. So, to give another example, if I am having a torchlight and I want to read what is over there, I focus the torchlight over there. Now, from one perspective, the light that is going there is continuously changing, you know. The torchlight is emanating rays and the rays are going over there. But if I'm holding the torchlight steadily over here, the light that falls on the board is steady and I can read clearly. So that means in one sense there is a change because the torchlight, the light is flowing continuously. But in another sense, as far as the illumination is concerned, the illumination is steady. So like that, when we chant the mantras, there is change in terms of our consciousness is flowing along the mantra pattern, sound pattern that is there. But that sound pattern is directing our consciousness towards a reality that is unchanging. So meditation in that sense is not just, it's an ongoing process. So the change, the mantra sound, it itself is a pattern which is going up and down, up and down. But through that pattern of up and down, our consciousness is continuously being directed towards the spiritual reality, which itself is unchanging. And that's how the mantras, they take us from the changing to the unchanging. Okay? Thoughtful question. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You have any other questions? We'll stop here.
Yes.
Thank you.